First responders in Las Vegas say they've received so many donations of food and water this week that they no longer have the capacity to hold them. That's in addition to the lines we've seen at local blood banks and the victims fund that just topped $9 million this morning. KJZZ's Carrie Young has been out speaking to area leaders about these gifts and joins us now. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Steve.
So what kind of response have you been hearing from local officials about all of these donations?
Well, you know, it's only been a matter of days since all of these gifts and gestures of support have been coming in. And I think the common thread that I've seen has just been this humbling gratitude. There were also still a lot of tears yesterday, though, as I made my way around town to talk to these folks, including Leslie Carmine at Catholic Charities. Now, Catholic Charities was one of two food banks in the city working to organize and distribute all of the food and water donations they've been getting, because the precincts that people had been bringing them to just don't have the capacity to handle all of that. When I stopped by, a group of volunteers were hauling pallets of water around the storage area with a pallet jack.
With us, we're getting a lot of canned food items, some snack items as well, like you can see some of the chips and things there, but even diapers and things that anyone in need could really utilize.
Essentially, the food banks are being told, hold some things for first responders, but take what's remaining and put it to good use on your food pantry shelves.
It's actually tremendously helpful because our grant money, this especially this year, it keeps going down, and we don't have what we had last year, so we're very fortunate and grateful to receive these items.
Now, Carrie, can you tell us more about the victims fund that was set up? When we checked this morning, the total was just over $9 million. So do you know more about who can use the money? And when officials are even going to start distributing it?
Well, a lot of those logistics are actually still being hammered out. Clark County Commissioner Steve Sisolak and his staff that set up the GoFundMe page that's collecting the money, they did have a few details they could give me so far. Here's what Sisolak told me.
There's expenses related to the deaths, the deceased, and their survivors, their families. And like I said, if we can help kids with education or something later down the line, a little bit maybe. And then there's people who are going to need ongoing medical care for the rest of their lives. So I don't think we know what the needs are going to be right now. I mean, this is all so fresh. It's happened 2 days ago.
So the plan going forward is to set up a 501c3 to take and coordinate this distribution. They're also getting some help from the National Center for Victims of Crime to get all of that going.
Now, Carrie, you've been talking to a lot of people as you've been reporting on this tragedy in Las Vegas. Anyone that you talked to or any scene that really stands out to you while you've been there reporting this week?
There is. With Las Vegas Boulevard opening back up and more people having access to the area pretty close to the crime scene, there's this street island right next to the crime scene where a small sort of makeshift memorial has been set up. People passing by are lighting candles, leaving cards, and praying, including Paula Fitzsimons, who is visiting the area from Ireland. Here's what she said.
You know, it's just time to reflect on their short lives and how suddenly, you know, they're out for a nice night to Las Vegas and, you know, they end up, you know, going home in a coffin. It's just so sad.
And then finally, Carrie, authorities have been releasing new information about the investigation. What's the latest coming from the police department there?
Well, a lot of information came out last night. First, Stephen Paddock's girlfriend released a statement through her attorney saying she was never aware that he was planning anything or intended to harm anyone. She also stressed that she came back to the U.S. from the Philippines, where she was traveling voluntarily, because she says she knew the FBI wanted to talk to her. Also, we know that many of the people injured during the event have been released from the hospital now, and that death toll of 58 victims has not risen yet. Authorities also say Paddock appears to have been stockpiling guns for a while now, with 33 being purchased just this year. And Sheriff Joseph Lombardo says there is evidence that Paddock planned to escape, but wouldn't give any more details as to why they believe that.
And that is KJZZ's Carrie Young giving us the latest from Las Vegas. Carrie, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Steve.